At Summerfest last weekend, we saw a variety of art forms ranging from traditional paintings to digital art and weaving. At one of the booths, we found Kathy Novick, who makes jewelry from rocks she finds while traveling.
We did software in a time when it was a smart thing to do, so we could retire early. And we didn't really retire. What we did is we volunteered in national parks where we went hiking. Hiking turned into rock hounding. Rock hounding turned into need to do something with these rocks. And so here we are. Now I do rocks as my hobby, meditation, avocation.
Alejandro Mendoza is a traditional weaver from Oaxaca, Mexico. He learned to weave and find dyes from plants and natural materials while living in the village.
What inspires me the most is the region that I come from, which has a lot of history. And it has a lot of archaeological sites from which I get my designs, the colors, and all the materials that I use for my weavings.
Adam Hoffman also finds inspiration through nature. He uses math and computer programs to create geometric patterns called fractals.
Fractals are found actually in nature all around us, and that's kind of where my inspiration comes from. As far as doing them digitally, I'm a computer geek, and I like art, and I really like bright colors.
Now that Summerfest has ended, many of the artists we met have relocated their wares throughout the country. Novick will be at Moab's Art Festival, and Mendoza's weaves can be found in different festivals throughout California. Such is the life of an artist. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.